What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Full of energy. How are you doing, sir?
I was awake. And then I wasn't. So I'm doing great.
That's what happens when you're your age, Tim. You just fall asleep randomly. It's okay, though. You feel good Friday. Positive news stories. Those positive news stories, they just warm your heart and fill it with joy. We have six of those. Before we get to that, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Leave the 5 stars. Leave all the reviews. Tell a friend. Tim, what positive news stories do you have?
Man, I'm going to start off this Feel Good Friday with one of my favorite ones of the week. I'm going to be talking about a NICU nurse by the name of Sarah Longest. So in 2001, it was September of 2001, Sarah was 22 years old and she was taking care of a young girl by the name of Isabella. Newborn baby, doing her job, taking care of this baby in the NICU center. She had to take care of her for 42 straight days. Cannot have been easy, but she's all the love that this child is seeing for the first time in their life. I have a special place in my heart for NICU nurses everywhere. If you don't know, my daughter, who is now almost 6 years old, was in the NICU center. So I definitely know that relationship that the NICU nurses have with these children. It's amazing. So Sarah created a great bond with this young girl. Now, the coolest thing about it, this bond that they created, it lasted a lifetime because now 22, 23 years later, Isabella is just now graduating medical school, getting her nurse's degree, and she actually got pinned by the woman who took care of her for the first 42 days of her life, Sarah. Sarah was able to put a nursing pin on Isabella as she crossed the stage for her college graduation in this full circle moment. They both thought it was beautiful. There's an awesome picture that I'm gonna share to the Facebook page of them when Isabella was just a baby and of Isabella and Sarah as Isabella's walking across the stage. This definitely made me feel good, so I wanted to share it here on The Positive Truth on this Feel Good Friday.
It is graduation time. That is an amazing positive news story. Just goes to show you that all the NICU nurses are making impacts, positive impacts, for a lifetime. Tim likes to say, positivity leads to more positivity. This literally is going to lead to more positivity. And we're going to have a follow-up here in 20 to 40 years of Isabella doing that to someone else. Isn't that right, Tim?
Yep, because positivity leads to more positivity.
Speaking of that, Ricky Woods is leading to more positivity all the time. He's a beloved figure in his Sunset Hills community. And the reason he's so beloved is because he always does what it takes to help everyone in his area. But he's not a NICU nurse. No, he's a UPS driver. But he is so good at his job, he makes everyone feel good. Situation where a daughter was panicking because she didn't have her dress before an important prom event. Reached out to Ricky. Ricky was like, don't worry, I'll work overtime. I'll grab it, pull from UPS, make sure it's there on time. Oh, you're wondering about your equipment. Something's lost. Something got dropped off. I'll figure it out for you. Ricky was such a positive person while he was working at UPS that everyone knew him in his community. He's retiring after 42 years of being a UPS driver, which is impressive. Went to go do his last day. Whole community came out. They had signs for him. Cake, pie, all the fun stuff. They were all taking pictures. And it was just like, he was overwhelmed with everyone's crying. We got it on video. I actually have nothing but videos today, Tim. It just goes to show you that doing your job with a little bit of kindness and putting people first. It doesn't matter if you're a NICU nurse, a UPS driver, a teacher, you work at fast food, you make shoes. It doesn't matter. You're going to make such a positive impact that over time, that positivity leading to more positivity is going to make everyone around you feel wonderful. And we want to talk about that here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Yeah, I'm loving everything about it because you are absolutely right. It does not matter who you are to make a positive impact. Just like the next person I'm about to talk about. His name is Ansley, and Ansley is actually a security guard, JP, at a hospital at Trumbull Regional Medical Center in Warren, Ohio. And this man did something amazing. A patient came in, He's taking care of people. He's trying to get them to go through. And he actually offered this man who looked like he was in some pain, hey, are you doing okay? Do you need anything? And the man said, I'm okay, but I could use some water. So, okay, cool. I'll get you some water. And as he walked away, he noticed he was just in severe pain with his feet. He could see him rubbing his feet. He also saw his shoes were doing pretty bad. So what Ansel decided to do, JP, he was like, hey, got one of his coworkers. Can you go find out what that guy's shoe size is? The man's shoe size was a 12, the exact same shoe size Ansel was wearing. And without hesitation, the security guard, not doctor, not nurse, not police officer, security guard, decided to take off his shoes right then and there, give it to the man that was in need. And of course, the patient was completely in shock. Huh? Are you kidding me? Oh, thank you. And he just kept it pushing. The thing is, JP, it was a cold day that day and he had to work the rest of his shift in his socks. And that's exactly what he did. But he said it didn't bother me none because the generous deed that I did, it honestly made me feel so warm that I didn't care about working the rest of the shift in my socks. I thought this was a beautiful story. Shout out to Ansel. The hospital actually recognized him for his kind deed. We actually did a story like this not too long ago about a doctor giving her shoes to one of her patients. And I thought this was even cooler because it's a security guard. It's not even somebody that is dealing with them to help them like that. I just thought this was amazing all around. 10 out of 10 story. Shout out to Ansel.
Giving away your shoes to help people. Security guard is already helping people as a job. Doing the most. I just can't imagine ever giving up my shoes while working, like ever. That is such a kind deed that I can't even imagine it. And working outside in the cold in your socks. It was raining here in Oklahoma today and never does that ever. But that was sarcasm, by the way. Can you imagine working? Can you imagine working in wet socks all day? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Nah.
Oh, no.
I'm too grown for that, man. I'm taking them off. I refuse.
So, amazing job by the security guard. Before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for a bed to sleep in where it's just me and my wife. It's been a while. I don't know what it's like to just sleep in my bed with just me and my wife. My son sleeps sideways and he likes to sleep on my stomach or put his feet in my face and wake me up at 5 something in the morning with a headbutt. I'm over it. I miss it. I miss a bed, just a comfortable bed where I can spread out and get some good sleep without worrying about getting kicked, man. That's all it is.
You could always just make him sleep in his own bed.
Man, I wish, but it's two against one, him and the wife. Edna uses him like a stuffed animal or something, man. I don't get it.
If only she had someone else to cuddle.
I'm sleeping on the couch. Forget it.
I'm grateful.
What are you grateful for?
Skincare, particularly lotion. I just love the combination whenever you get out the shower. The do-rag lotion skincare combination. It is saving me so much. Anytime I miss the lotion in like a certain spot, I can see it the next day, which helps you because then like, oh, missed lotion on that part of the bottom calf. So it's like very helpful, but lotion, skincare, do-rag, just a wonderful combination post-shower. That's all I'm going to say. Keeps my hair down. Like, my hair is super long, but you can't tell. I got to shout out the do-rag keeping your hair now.
Does your hair still get curly?
Oh, yeah.
I'm struggling right now, man. We're at that age. Yeah, I'm hurting. I need a haircut.
You know who else was struggling? Kayshawn Baldwin, 22 years old, on his way to a job interview, struggling, needed this job really bad. Only had one means of transportation. It was his car, but he couldn't pay for a license. Not a license, for a tag. He had a tag. It was expired. He's driving, heading to the interview. He gets pulled over. He gets pulled over by an officer, Roger Gamones. Gamones comes up to him. He's like, hey, man, your tag's expired, and you don't have a valid driver's license. And Kayshawn Baldwin was like, listen, man, I need this job really badly. I'm in a tough financial spot. I got a kid at home. I had no one to come give me this interview in the middle of the day. This is my only option. Like, I'm just trying to get a job. This is my situation. And Kayshawn didn't expect much, but he was like, I'm getting a ticket, going to jail or something. Definitely not getting the job. Officer Gamones looked at it. He said, man, something came upon me, whatever it was. And I was just like, give him a break. So he was like, listen, man, I can't let you drive. So you got to pull over here, park the car. But how about this? Instead of me arresting you, I'm going to take you to the job interview. But you got to find your way home. Kayshawn's like, yes, I don't care. I just need this job. I will run home. I will walk 24 miles. It's just like, I get there on time. He goes to the job, ends up securing the job, goes back up. They take a wonderful picture later. He got his valid driver's license. They took a picture, got to the interview on time. And sometimes it's the simple things. But that simple things and a little bit of consideration and empathy goes a long way. And I want to talk about it here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
JP, if somebody got a police escort to a job interview we were hosting, would you hire them? I think that's amazing, man. I 10 out of 10 story, JP. That was like a quick episode on some like sitcom I would watch. I would definitely hire them. You got a police escort, man? Absolutely. You got this job, man. You're always going to be on time.
Well, actually, to be honest, me, I would interview him. So what's up with that? Why are you getting escorted here? If we're being honest, that's what happened here. Like, why are you getting out of the cop car when you got ripped off? This is just a completely different perspective. And then I would just ask, I'm like, oh, that's very nice of the officer. So you need a job, huh? Where we have this training manual.
We got this training manual.
Oh, yes, man. Officer, awesome job all around on a Feel Good Friday. What do you have, Tim?
Man, I have this really awesome story. So in New Brunswick, Canada, you have patients that are waiting over 369 days to get a non-emergency MRI. Ridiculous amount of time. But not anymore, man. So the St. John Regional Hospital Foundation just announced that a $1 million donation by an anonymous donor was just given to them. And they're going to allocate that money by getting all of the MRI resources and equipment that they need to speed up that process of waiting for over a year. I thought this was amazing. It always reminds me whenever I see anybody do anything anonymous, the quote that you said your mom told you, if you're gonna do anything, do it anonymously. I think this is a 10 out of 10 story, and I wanted to talk about it here on this Feel Good Friday.
You should go get your shoulder checked out.
I got to cross the border. I'm going for it.
Going for it. But yes, amazing donation. Absolutely wonderful. Speeding up the process, helping so many people feel better, get better with this one donation. Whoever it was, shout out and do rags off to you. Tim, you were a coach.
Indeed.
Whenever you were a coach, if you didn't see former athletes for a while, were they always happy to see you again?
Absolutely.
So my last Feel Good Friday positive news story is a video. It's about Gregory McCoy coming out of Denver. He coaches basketball, middle school basketball, and he was deployed for a year in the military. So he didn't see his kids for a year. The difference between 7th grade and 8th grade is massive, especially for the young youth. So whenever he got back, he surprised all his kids, showed up. I got a wonderful video, Feel Good Friday. The kids are hugging him. They're like, oh, coach, it's so good to see you. So good to see you.
It's gotta be some tears in there. Gotta be some tears.
It's a real heartstring puller, as Tim would like to say.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful, positive news story. And where can you see that positive news story at, Tim?
At our Facebook page, at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Positive Truth Podcast. So yeah, those are our Feel Good Friday positive news stories. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Say something positive and you'll see something positive. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.